How many times have you had a discussion with a member of the opposite sex that ended in frustration with one of you thinking or blurting out, "You just don't understand"? Linguistic scholar Deborah Tannen has written a new book called You Just Don't Understand that tries to interpret the differences between how men and women express themselves. Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Last semester, a male graduate student dropped by my office to ask about a course I was going to teach on detective fiction. In the midst of discussing how gothic novels like Dracula connect to the mystery tradition, I heard myself say to this guy, "But you probably know more about this than I do." He probably didn't, but he took the tribute in stride. I replayed the scene for hours afterwards and winced every time. Here I am, the professor, the expert, and the minute an older male student appears, I defer to him. Luckily, before I shipped myself off to feminist reindoctrination camp, I read Deborah Tannen's new book, You Just Don't Understand. It convinced me that my remark was symptomatic, not just of insecurity, but of the radically different conversational styles used by men and women. You Just Don't Understand is a provocative book full of entertaining stories and transcripts from everyday conversations. After years of careful listening, Tannen has concluded that men tend to focus on achieving status through their talk, while women focus on connection, like I did in my conversation with that graduate student. Tannen suggests that men and women grow up in a different world of words, created for them by parents and peers. She's observed that boys tend to play in large groups that are hierarchically structured, where group leaders maintain their status by giving orders and boasting. Girls, however, tend to play in small groups or pairs, and they avoid boasting or giving direct orders. Their chief concern, Tannen says, is that they be liked, whereas boys are usually jockeying for respect. Given the different ways we grow up using language, men might as well be speaking Esperanto and women Martian for as much as we really understand each other. Tannen tells the story of a woman who had a lumpectomy and was upset by how the operation had changed her breast. Her female friends consoled her by telling matching stories of suffering. But the woman's husband told her, "You can have plastic surgery to cover up the scar," a remark that made her feel more miserable. Tannen says that while women empathize with each other's troubles, men become frustrated by what they hear as complaining. They'd much rather fix the problem. But women hear men's advice as disapproval. I'll vouch for that. To make matters worse, men often hear expressions of concern as condescending. So when a woman says to a man, "I know how you feel," he feels annoyed. She's denying him the uniqueness of his experience. This book is an earful. Tannen offers explanations for why men won't open their mouths to ask directions, but won't shut them at public meetings. She studies the stereotype of the chatterbox female and how it's rooted in the way men and women gossip differently. Tannen doesn't attempt to figure out whether nature or nurture ultimately shapes our gender dialects. Instead, she hopes to help men and women to avoid making false conclusions about personality when what we're really hearing are different conversational styles. The only drawback to reading You Just Don't Understand is that it makes you so hyper-aware of what you're saying and hearing, you'll be biting your tongue for weeks.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.